This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of BetMGM Tonight. Our show is live every weeknight from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern on Odyssey radio stations around the country, Odyssey.com, as well as the Odyssey app.
All right, let's talk about some football, okay, shall we? This is where it's supposed to have our guy Alan Bell, but Alan Bell will be joining us tomorrow. Phone line's down.
We
didn't pay our bill, but we're going to pay our bill overnight, and hopefully we get the phone line, the Roman guest line, I should say, back up and running. But the NFC, two games this week. Of course, got the 49ers taking on the Green Bay Packers, and then you got the Rams taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. No substantial news has come out today about either team on either side. I think Bakhtiari did practice today.
Yes.
I think that was a positive sign for the Green Bay Packers, who are looking to get him back ahead of their first game of the postseason at home, which Aaron Rodgers is a freaking menace to society when he's at the crib. The spread in that game, Green Bay, their 6-point favorite. The total, 46.5. Trista, has anything changed for you since we've talked about this game yesterday?
Well, you and I both took Green Bay -6, right? You did, right?
I had a dream about that game, by the way.
Did
but
you?
Yes, I did take the 6.
We both took 6.
Biggest bet of the week.
Me too. A couple, I think 3 units I put on that game. And I'm just blindly betting on Aaron Rodgers. I'm just blindly betting on, like, it's an A.J. Dillon cold weather game. It's an Aaron Jones comes back into business. It's, we got all the defensive guys coming back too that have been gone all year. Darius is going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
And now I just see the new news, the most recent news is that Jimmy G says he's fine. That's what he says.
We don't believe. Like, would you expect Jimmy G to come out and say he's not fine? He's going through, like, this is the playoffs against
Men
Aaron Rodgers in Lambeau.
Jimmy G lies.
I'm just,
more.
I'm fine. Or he's like, oh, you know what? I'm hurting very badly. I'm the most beaten up, battered, and bruised I've ever been. I'm afraid of all those big defensive linemen coming back for the Green Bay Packers. I don't think I'm going to be able to survive out there.
I'm Gucci, he says. But I'm a little scared. I am a little scared about the bet. Are you?
No.
You're not scared at all?
No.
You're not scared about Debo going ham, him just the, like, kind of dumping the ball off the Debo, or like pre-snap motion, or
I'm not.
No, like Elijah Mitchell gashing up the middle on this like Green Bay running defense that hasn't been tremendous.
Nope.
Why not?
It's Aaron Rodgers in his first playoff game. Everything that Aaron Montrez is going crazy. Everything that Aaron Rodgers has gone through this season, starting back when the season. Before the season began.
Oh, you mean
actually,
when he went on his Eat, Pray, Love with Shailene Woodley to Bali or wherever he was, and he was playing in the waterfalls with his long hair?
Precisely.
And his no shoes. He probably had Birkenstock sandals on, little adventure sandals on.
I got some Birks at home, too. I wore those in Mexico.
He was just, that's when he grew the man bun. He was taking ayahuasca and peyote for his vaccination.
He was. Everything other than
he
the
was
vaccine.
Going to the Antonio Brown School of Vaccination Card,
oh,
manufacturing.
Gosh.
You mean then?
Yes. Unfortunately, yes. That's exactly what I mean. I think that, you know, this season was going to be a big deal for him. I mean, it just was. And the fact that not only does he, you know, get his boys back, Randall Cobb, then you come back to this Packers team when there was rumored that you weren't going to be back and all these different sorts of things. And now you're, like, really sticking it to the league. Like, I'm still here. Like, this is the best team, like Ryan would say, the best team that he's played with in a very long time. And I think this is all or nothing for him. This is really, like, it's less about what Debo can or can't do against his defense, less about the Trey Lance or Jimmy G or Kyle Shanahan, and all 100% about Aaron Rodgers in his first playoff game in pursuit of a Super Bowl. I think that's what it comes down to. I think there any team is going to have a problem, regardless of how good your defense is, stopping this version of Aaron Rodgers, and they just continue to get healthier. So, no, I'm not concerned. I feel like...
Well, that makes me feel better.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be equivalent to, like, you've seen what your great quarterbacks have done so far in the postseason. We look at Tom Brady and what he did against that. Now, the Eagles, of course, different caliber of team than the 49ers, but your great quarterbacks come out here and have great performances. He went off. Mahomes went off. Even Matthew Stafford, to a certain extent, went off in his game. Josh Allen goes off. You think Aaron Rodgers is looking at all these games that he got to sit back at home and watch and be like, I can do that better than all of these guys. I think he has to. And then against this 49ers team, who probably has, not probably, has one of the better defenses in the NFL. I think he's...
Couple of guys missing now.
Yeah, I think he can't wait to get out there. So I'm all over the Green Bay Packers. I think that, and maybe this changes, who knows, but... Like you said, I mean, the only thing that can happen this week is a worse number for us as Green Bay Packers backers, because it looks like they're very healthy, and we're just waiting for this news about Jimmy G, because if he's ruled out or...
It's only going up.
Yeah,
this is the best number. We got the best number that we could. We missed the 5.5.
Missed the 5.5. A little upset about that.
Here's a little stat to make us feel better. Quarterbacks with a passer rating of 100 and no interceptions in the playoffs the last 3 years have a 17-3 record, and all three losses came against a quarterback who also accomplished this feat in the same game. So I ask you, Quentin, do you think Jimmy G is going to have a passer rating of 100 and no interceptions?
0% chance that happens.
0% chance?
Like, not at all that happens.
Like, no!
Even if Jimmy was, like, fully healthy, I wouldn't even say that.
Like Jimmy G, well, we know Jimmy G does.
He's a good quarterback, though. Like, and I feel like he does get a bad rep, because I mean, I remember even previewing, you know, this season, not just for the 49ers, but just in general. And we were going through teams, and I'm like, no, I think Jimmy G, if healthy, he's a very good quarterback, because we've seen what he's done. He's gone to the Super Bowl. The thing is, his availability has always been an issue, and even this year, we're looking at him again, and we're questioning.
His beauty never is an issue, though.
His beauty is never an issue. Cam saw it live and in person. He passed out.
If you ever see him again, just ask him what his status is.
Trying to slide on Jimmy G?
Just ask him what his status is.
We got to get you and Jimmy G together.
Wouldn't that be a couple?
That is exactly what TMZ is waiting
on. And we know Jimmy G's a freak now, because I know his receipts. I keep receipts of his some of the women that he's gone into. You know what I mean? They're not shy. We'll say that.
He was with adult film stars,
Yes. Freak elite.
Jimmy G?
He's like that. Let him know. Ask Baldy what his status is.
Hey. Baldy's breakdown here, Jimmy, Baldy, before your playoff game.
Can you imagine how mortified Baldy would be if I was like, hey, Baldy, I just need you to break this down. Like, Jimmy G, take me through his route, his decision-making, his reads, like, these women that he finds. Like, he's going through his progressions. Like, he went from waitress to stripper to adult film star. How do you think he would feel in the last progression, like a dump-off, if he went through...
Sons and Four Girl.
Like BetMGM Tonight.
It would weirdly make
sense. Change of pace back. That's me. I'm a change of pace back.
You are. You're like coming on third downs.
Yeah. Come in. Get some.
Line up shotguns. Sometimes you got some packages for Wildcat.
Pretty decent in the red zone.
You know what? I'm going to stop because now I don't know what I'm commenting on. I have no idea.
I'm just making this up right now.
What I'm commenting on now, because that could, you know, I don't know anything, and Tristan knows everything. That could mean something.
It does.
And I don't know who's listening. So you know what? My pick for the game: Packers to cover the 6. Probably going to lean the over because I think the Packers score a lot of points, and that is all I have.
I'll leave the red zone and Trista. I'm going to take Packers minus 6 as well.
What does that even mean?
I also took. I don't know. I just made it up, just right on the spot.
Pretty good, and that has to mean something. I'm going to Urban Dictionary that.
I just took last night, one of the things, the first bets I took when I went home is I took the Loretta Gray weekend parlay. So I'm also on the under 48.5 in that game.
Loretta's on the under. I forgot she
Loretta's is on the under. So I, too, like a team player that I am, I'm on the under.
I now don't know what team player means either. I'm staying away from
Jimmy G, he's a team player as well, I bet. If you know what I mean. All right, let's get into this Bucks game. Bucks Rams.
All right.
Tom Brady missing all of his weapons. Leonard Fournette, he's coming off of IR. Hasn't even played a game yet since the Saints. You've got the Rams getting back healthy. I think me and you, Quentin, are on the same page with this. To me, it's not about Tom Brady. It's about everything that is around him.
Yeah.
And it's not a singular sport. It's not like you can go ISO on Tom. He's got to have an offensive line. And he can't be on his back all night. So, yeah,
that's what she said.
Let's go.
I feel like you were going to say that. I like the Rams too. To give them the three, and it's not going to last long. Right now, it's juice minus 115. It could be changing here soon. Give me the three at the Rams. Also, like on the money line plus 125. That defense came out. Everybody saw everything else. Like Cam Akers went off for 90 towards ACL. I saw Von Miller.
Yeah,
go stupid, and that's all I need to see, especially after what that Eagles defensive line was able to do against Tom Brady in the second half of that game, even though they lost by a trillion.